welcome to this edition of the Vanderbilt Health and Wellness Wellcast. I am Wilma Traber with the Occupational Health Clinic. I'm here today with Dr. Dexter Cherney. He is an assistant professor at the Vanderbilt School of Medicine, and he is also the medical director for the Vanderbilt Health Plan. Today, Dr. Cherney will be talking with us about the changes in the formulary that will be taking effect January 2010.
Hello, Dr. Cherney.
Hi.
So what is a formulary?
A formulary simply is just a list of drugs that are covered by the pharmacy benefit plan. It's as simple as that.
What do I need to know about the formulary?
Well, a couple things you should probably keep in mind. The formulary is quite an extensive list of drugs for just about every condition that you can imagine that people might want to receive medications or need to receive medications for. We have on the website, the Navitus website, you can actually look at the entire formulary, all those drugs that are available. For the most common drugs, we usually direct people to a quick review document so that they can see the most commonly prescribed drugs. But if you look at that and you don't see your drug, then I would advise you to either call Navitus direct or to go to the website and look at the entire formulary so that you can see if there's a medication there that you need, that it's there or not.
Fantastic. That's good to know. So what is changing about the formulary or the prescription plan?
What's changing about the prescription drug plan is that we're bringing some of the administrative tasks in-house. So Vanderbilt will actually have more control over what's actually happening. In previous years, we've outsourced a lot of this to what they call a pharmacy benefit manager, PBM. And sometimes it's a black box when you deal with those kinds of vendor relationships. This new relationship with Navitus gives us the transparency that we need to really understand how we're spending our money and the value to our members.
Will my doctor know about the formulary changes?
Absolutely. Just as members are getting communications through letters and through emails to let them know about these changes, all the physicians are also getting the same kinds of communications to let them know about the change as well.
What if my doctor is a non-Vanderbilt doctor?
Non-Vanderbilt doctors will also have some information that is provided to them. This will come to them from Navitus so that they will understand that these changes are happening as well. The pharmacies, the retail pharmacies that our members interact with, as well as certainly the Vanderbilt pharmacies, will also know about the changes too. So when you go to get your prescription filled, all that work will be done for you in the background. You won't have to really worry about it.
Can I use my neighborhood pharmacy to get my prescriptions filled?
Absolutely. What changes with this new arrangement does not affect your ability to go to your corner pharmacist. All the big chains are included in the networks. In fact, as we moved toward this, we were being very careful to make sure that we didn't have very much in the way of disruption where employees would be able to still get their medications where they normally get them. So absolutely, you'll be able to use your same pharmacist.
Will there be a cost change with my prescriptions?
There could be. It sort of depends on the medications that you're actually taking. If you're taking drugs that are considered to be generics, you'll be very surprised to know that we actually have a new category, a category where you can get a generic drug for a dollar. So that's new. We also have our level one drugs, which include some generics but also some brand drugs that you'll be able to get for a copay of $5. Now, these, of course, are when you get them at the Vanderbilt Pharmacy that you'll be able to get them for those amounts. But in previous years, you had to pay $7. So $5 is better than $7, and certainly a dollar is better than $7. So we think that most people will be very pleased with that. For brand drugs and for drugs that you get at the corner pharmacy through the retail network, the cost for those drugs will be pretty much the same for most people.
Okay.
Now, there will be some changes with some brand drugs, but again, it just depends on the drugs that you're taking, and you'll have to check with Navitus and your pharmacy to really find out what those changes might be. But for most people, we think that this will be a good thing and a benefit than a bad thing.
When will these changes take effect?
These changes take effect January 1, 2010, with the new benefit year.
Is there anything else you'd like to add in relation to the formulary change?
ID cards for this change that occurs in January 2010 will be mailed the middle of December in 2009. So I would tell everyone to look for those cards. They will have already received those cards. And to get rid of the old pharmacy cards that they had for 2009, because they will have a new card in 2010, and that's the one that they need to use going forward. And so if there's anyone listening to this that has not received those, then they sure should let us know.
Well, I think we got enough information from you. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you.
Thanks for listening. Please feel free to leave us any comments on this webcast by clicking the Add New Comment link at the bottom of this page. If you have a story, suggestion, please email it to us at health.wellness@vanderbilt.edu, or you can use the Contact Us link on our website at healthandwellness.vanderbilt.edu.